Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
What's good? This Roddy Ricch. Hot 97 is number one for hip-hop. Ebro Law Rosenberg, good morning, man. We here. Crazy day. I'm a little bit emotional. I'm going to tell y'all right now, man. I try not to bring my personal life to the radio too much because everybody dealing with their own stuff. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, get up here all sad every day. But for those of us that knew her, her name Andrea Martin. Her name is Andrea Martin. Andrea Martin. Songwriter, amazing singer, amazing energy, amazing person. We found out she passed away yesterday. Now, the family's not saying why, how, but nonetheless, you know, when I lose people, I don't get caught up in the whys and hows too much. You know what I'm saying? Just play the cards you're being dealt. And you, and you cherish the time you had with a person and you feel blessed because Andrea Martin is pure magic personified. She was, if you look up her disc, I mean, she worked with everybody from Monica and Faith Evans to SWV to Tony Braxton. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's the era of kind of the songwriters and the people I came up under. And I got to spend a lot of time with her, just watching her work, learning from her work, learning from her how she just treated people and loved music and loved people no matter their talents, skill level. She uplifted everybody. So put one in the air, man, for the family of Andrea Martin.
Oh, man. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, man. It's tough, 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 tough. Make you want to play that that Monica joint, B. That before you, she wrote Before You Walk Out of My Life.
Wow. Wow.
She wrote Angie Stone, Wish I Didn't Miss You. In Vogue, Don't Let Go.
Wow.
Tony Braxton, I Love Me Some Him. Like, she's one of those special, special.
Right, right, right.
Not just like your little cute little, nah, son. Nah, son. She one of them ones.
Those are classics.
Yeah. Yeah.
Classics. I Love Me Some Him.
Yes.
Before You Walk Out My Life.
Yeah, man.
Let's see if we even got that.
Yeah, man. She one of them ones, man. So, shout out to Andrea Martin. We know your spirit will live with us all forever. You touched so many. You loved your family so, so deeply. Your children, your nieces and nephews. You know? Man. So, yeah. That's what's on my mind today. Then, on top of that, the governor of New York ain't playing no games. The new lady in the job, now that Cuomo botched it, he's up out of there, Kathy Hochul, is like, oh, y'all don't want to get vaccinated? That's cool. You're not going to have this job no more. We're going to pull in the National Guard to cover off at hospitals.
Yeah, she going hard. She going hard.
You know, I think Kathy Hochul needs to relax. Relax, lady, with the God and Jesus delivered us this vaccine, and you're doing God's work if you get vaccinated. All right, time out.
She prayed to Jesus for this moment.
I hate church in my politics, man. Don't do that.
There's no place for it. We don't need it.
Most people don't even know who she is talking. Like, who is that? What is she talking about? She's coming down with that hammer.
Relax, fam.
I didn't hear that she busted out to Jesus and God.
Oh, yeah. I saw the clip, man.
I heard National Guard. It all goes together, though. What goes better together than God and the National Guard? That's America right there, baby.
Yo. So it's getting crazy out here. Now, they saying, 99% of teachers or 97% of teachers now are vaccinated in New York public schools, principals. And it really comes down to, 10,000 people who are staff members, not even so much teachers and principals who aren't vaccinated. So The injunction happened, then they moved in, another injunction happened, and another injunction happened, and so now they've moved the date. Maybe it's this Friday,
yeah,
something like that now, for you to be able to get vaccinated.
3rd or the 4th, I think they put it as the final deadline, something like that.
Something like that. So, yeah, it's happening. It's happening here. And then in New York State, if you're a healthcare worker, nursing home, it's a mandate for all of that, too. And that's coming down from the state now.
We gon' see.
We gon' see.
It's going down.
It's messed up.
Speaking of going down, it's time for some shenanigans. Lil' Lauren never loses situation. I lost Wanda. Call back. We lost you. We lost Wanda. Izzy, what's happening?
What's good, man? What's good?
Man, we out here. Here go Wanda. Hang on. Sorry. Wanda, good morning. Sorry about that.
Okay,
I was
okay.
Izzy, where you headed this morning, sir? What's going on, man? How you getting money?
I'm good, man. I just pulled up to my job. I'm over here. I'm a lab tech. I work at Nelson Labs in Fairfield, New Jersey.
There you go.
Patterson, New Jersey.
There it is. Lab tech. Shout out to all the lab techs. Wanda, how you getting money? Where you at?
Hi, I'm headed to Summit Appliance in the Bronx.
Shout out to Summit Appliance. BX, stand up. All right, Wanda, who do you want to represent you today, me or Laura Staff?
I would love some Laura Styles.
And Laura, what are we giving away to the
people? We have a $100 Stop and Shop gift card to help you get back to Stop and Shop.
Yeah, man, it's $100 to the groceries, to the fridge. It's nice.
Yeah.
60 seconds on the clock. Shawnee with the question.
What's your?
Let's play Laura Never Lose That.
All right.
Here we go.
Okay. Which comedian just signed
Ebro.
A new... Ebro.
Eddie Murphy.
A new movie deal with Amazon. That's correct. What is the study of stars, planets? Ebro.
That would be...
3, 2
Astrology. One. Astronomy.
You said astrology first.
What you want to do?
It's astronomy.
Yeah. Astronomy.
Astronomy. Give it to him.
Give it to Laura.
Laura.
You can't throw out the wrong answer. Right. That's the wrong answer.
I corrected
answer.
Myself.
Who did Omarion say?
Ebro.
Laura.
He wants to battle Chris Brown.
Chris Brown is correct.
I mean, that's not going to work.
Luxury vehicles such as Ferrari, Maserati, and Lamborghini. Ebro.
They are made in Italy.
That is correct.
Good guess.
Tie game. Who just announced a joint album with Lil Baby? Ebro.
A joint album with Lil Baby. Is that what you said? Lil Durk.
Incorrect. I finished the question. Who just announced a joint album with Lil Wayne?
Lil Wayne.
Rich the Kid.
Rich the Kid.
Yeah.
Laura Wayne.
Oh, the game lives up to its name again.
Oh, my God.
Wanda, you got $100 from Stop and Shop.
Stop and Shop.
Awesome.
Yo,
thank
Izzy,
you,
man,
guys.
I messed up the astrology.
You're welcome.
Yeah, nah, man. You good.
I see you heard me say it, like fix my. You heard me fix it.
Word. Nah,
they just being
you.
Critical.
You, man.
They being haters. Because if the game doesn't live up to its name, then what are we really doing?
But you got it wrong with the thing.
That
was like the wrong answer.
But I fixed it.
It would be like, what team plays in Dallas? And I'm like,
Oilers. Bills. I mean, Oilers.
Cowboys. It's like, well, yeah, I mean.
Hang on, Wanda. Hang on. On the way, flashing lights, Laura Stiles was popping.
Coming up in a flashing lights report, guys, R. Kelly has been found guilty. I'll give you all the details on this coming up.
You're going to jail forever.
That's a fact.
Yo, man.
Feels that way.
Yo, we're going to talk. Man, I got to talk about how I feel about this R. Kelly situation. Y'all keep it locked, man. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning.
7 minutes, commercial free.
Non-stop hip-hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning.
Woo!
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Top
Tata. Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow. Connie Diamond. 310 Baby. Celebrity host. Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss. EPMD. Eric B and Rakim. Method Man and Redman. Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire. Fire,
fire, fire. Before you walk out my life.
Flashing Lights time, Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights, lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. Laura Stiles can put us on.
R. Kelly was found guilty on all counts in his federal sex crimes trial and could be staring at life in prison. The jury started deliberating on Friday afternoon, had the weekend off. Took about half a day on Monday to reach its verdict on 9 federal counts, including racketeering, sex crimes, human trafficking, obstruction of justice, and kidnapping.
Where are all the people that was like still like, nah, man, R. Kelly, man, nah, man? Where are those people at?
It's been a long, I'll be honest, it's been a long time since those people have been.
It's scheduled vocal. For May 4th. Let me tell you something. Guys, people were outside blasting his music in Brooklyn.
What?
Saying, free R. Kelly.
Well, they're...
The amount of people that I saw still defending R. Kelly. Go to Hot 97, our Instagram, and you can see the comments.
Yeah.
People still try to try to fix their fingers and lips and feet marching outside trying to defend.
They fixed their feet?
Yes, because they walked out there and started marching trying to have some kind of, yo, I don't know what the hell is wrong with people.
R. Kelly hated my guts for a long time. And it was because I was on the air vocal about this when it wasn't popular to be vocal. So was Funk Flex. When it wasn't popular to be vocal. Remember Faison Love came from Funk Flex? Remember that,
yes,
whole thing?
Yeah,
that was because of R. Kelly. Remember,
disgusting,
R. Kelly came up, wouldn't come up here? That was all because we was for the longest. But it's tough for me to celebrate. Like, I'm not that type that, like, even if somebody's going to jail for what they deserve and getting what they deserve, it's tough for me to celebrate because I think about the damage to the people that's already done. Screw him.
I mean, by the way, though, if we want to be the people we want, in theory, we want to be, he is a damaged, messed up person, too. It is sad all the way back. He was molested as a kid. He went on to be a terrible person. You know, it's all bad. It's all, and this, I didn't even understand what the trial was, though.
The trial was sex trafficking.
I didn't know it was like, sheesh.
Oh, you didn't know they was trying. You didn't know he was finished.
No, I just didn't know it was even worse than I imagined. Like,
and he still has to go on a second federal trial in Chicago.
They say
in Minnesota,
right? And they say an important takeaway from the verdict, and this could mean something for the family of the singer Aaliyah. Jurors found R. Kelly responsible for the bribe of a government employee that allowed him to marry Aaliyah in 1994.
Yes. Remember, they allegedly paid him like $500 to falsify some paperwork. Not only should R. Kelly, he deserves to
be in
jail.
And the people who allowed this to happen.
Absolutely. Because one argument that I can't stand is that when people be like, no, but what about the parents? They should be like, everyone involved should have some kind of, I don't know, something needs to happen. Because these were young girls. These were little girls.
I mean,
no one says anything.
Every story is different, though. You have some people where the parents knew and they brought their kid to do singing lessons with R. Kelly, blah, blah, blah. Then you have some where they met him at a concert. Like, everyone has a different, you know, story.
Right.
But none of those parents knew, or at least I hope they didn't know. In my brain, I don't think they knew they were dropping their child off and signing them up for some sort of sex cult and things that we heard happen.
And guess what? And even if their parents that did know, the child is still a victim.
That's right.
The woman is still a victim.
Oh, that's without a doubt.
I can't even say a woman. It's because they were minors.
That's without a doubt.
It's terrible. By the way, I'll tell you what. The song Guilty Until Proven Innocent doesn't hit quite right.
Oh, that's a rap?
That song is...
It's just guilty now. Somebody do a remix.
Just guilty and guilty.
That's your flashing lights report. The time is 7:05. Today is a high. Let me see. What's the weather like today?
I mean, it's high 68. 76.
76? Yeah, 76. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. Suspended. Suspended. Sorry. Suspended.
Yo, I think about the amount of shows, too. Like the Boondocks episode when they're in the courtroom and R. Kelly's on trial. Like Boondocks was even like, yo, y'all really not understanding that this dude is committing sex crimes? The Dave Chappelle skit?
Fam. The entire world watched him and Ali and didn't say nothing.
I mean, the truth is, though, with the Chappelle skit, for example, we all laughed at that, but people weren't outraged at that time.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of laughed at it, you know?
Well, guess what? Get the button one. Because we can all get it on that R. Kelly thing. Anybody, any of us that reported on it and weren't outraged by it. Also, coming up, DJ John's in the room. You want to get to that One Africa Music Fest. Plus, what else should go on that congratulations you played yourself list? It's all coming up, plus Ride or Die.
WQHD-FM, HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
You are now rocking with, yeah, rocking with
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
You already know.
Hot 97.
You guys, Andre wants to play Ride or Die.
All right.
Give it up. Give it up. Now, you want to call your sister Jamila, why?
Because her birthday is in 2 weeks, actually, and I know right now she's struggling trying to pay everything, get her club, you know, party all together and stuff, and her birthday outfit and everything. And I want to tell her, you know, I got a warrant in the mail and I got to pay my fine today or I'm going to get arrested. I want to see if she's going to ride out for me and pay that $200.
$200. So, Andre, basically, you're going to say, yo, Jamila, I know your birthday's coming up, but I need some money right now because I got a warrant and I know you got some money stashed for your birthday. Can I get that?
Exactly.
What y'all think?
I think that's pretty cool. I mean, who wants to give up their money?
I know.
I mean, it's Andre. It's her brother. He's got a warrant.
She already know this is serious. The cops could be at my door.
All right, here we go, Andre. I'm going to call her right now. Hang on. Andre, you got 30 seconds, bro.
Let's go, Andre.
Hello?
Jamila, where you at?
I'm here,
bro. Listen, the cops just came to the door. They talking about I got a warrant. I got to pay today $200. Oh, they going to arrest me.
Where you at?
I'm at Bradley House, and I called Grandma. She don't have it. Will you be able to pay it today? Like, I need to know because the cops is here.
The cops? Wait.
It's $200.
I'm going back to the bathroom right now. You said that they said you got a warrant.
A warrant. It's a $200. Can you pay it?
I'm
not
cool. I got cool
good. Nah, Andre, your sister Jamila's not ride or die.
Damn, Jamila, you not.
Damn.
Jamila, you're on High 97, man.
That's what I said. No, I'm asking, do you mean to? No.
He wanted to see if you were his ride or die, and you died.
Were you? You had a funny way of showing it. You know, usually when people are going to do something, they use the word yes. You didn't do that.
No, I was saying, that's like, how you feel.
Grandma, she would have to come and get my debit card.
Damn.
Don't do that. Not for Hot 97.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg
on Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, Yours
yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
I just looked at my wrist. I got time today.
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. Enjoy today while you can. It's supposed to rain. There's like an 80% chance of rain, I heard. Did you guys hear that? Like 2 o'clock all of a sudden?
Yeah, some thunderstorms.
Not all of a sudden. I saw yesterday.
Well, no, like meaning the day's going to be nice, and then rain's going to pull up for like an hour and a half, and then it's done, was the way it was explained to me.
Quick thunderstorm.
The end of our summer rains are over.
About 6 o'clock, might say.
I will say so far, this early fall is definitely fall right now. We're definitely, I want to appreciate it. We're getting real fall right now, right?
I mean, I think you're right. I see 60s, 70s.
Jacket at night. You know, it's kind of nice right now.
Listen, the rest of the week, it doesn't get in even into the 70s. Tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, doesn't even get to the 70s. It's right into the high 60s. Saturday and Sunday looking really good right now. So let's enjoy it for the tri-state. Listen.
Take this in.
It's getting crazy. Talk of National Guard now. Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York State. She's been on the job a couple of weeks now. Yeah. She's like, listen, you don't get your vaccine and you're a medical worker or working in a nursing home. We got the National Guard medical workers to just pull up.
To replace you.
And replace you.
But to replace you, not to like grab people.
No. To do the work.
To do the work.
To do the work that needs to be done to support the system.
Is the medical jobs, that is?
Yes.
Medical jobs.
Because at the state level, it's now mandatory.
I'm not going to lie. In my new path of extra empathy and understanding.
For the vaccine hesitant.
I will say the one group I am struggling with a bit is healthcare.
Because they've been there.
I have less sympathy for that because the job entails you being in such close contact with people who could be vulnerable, that to me it makes more sense that it would be required for your profession.
That's how I feel.
It actually makes sense. Mm. You may be against it. It may not be for you, but I can at least see the argument of how they go, if this is a job you want to have, we need you to do this. We understand if you don't think it's the best way.
That's good.
But we think it's...
Yeah, no, I hear you. And look, I hear what Kathy's doing. You know what I mean? I see it. I knew this was coming. What I'm not here for is Kathy Hochul getting up to the podium talking about Jesus and God delivered us a vaccine.
No.
Yo, fam, Kathy, this is your first official.
Congratulations.
Welcome.
You played.
So all that big Willie talk, playing yourself.
I don't play. Listen, fam, I know now's you're seeing an opportunity, Kathy Hochul. You're seeing an opportunity to really embrace those upstate MAGA maniacs and religious weirdos upstate that are usually voting for a Republican but might just vote for you. I know you're seeing this as a political opportunity to start bringing God into your political conversation. I just want to let you know from downstate folks that ain't with all of that.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Also, that logic to me doesn't make sense. If she in fact was trying to do that, you know those same people that you're trying to employ God with to you know they don't, a lot of them are...
They don't want to get vaccinated.
They don't want the vaccine.
Congratulations.
Think that's the... Saying crazy. The vaccine comes from God, I don't think that's going to help with a lot of people.
But maybe she feels like if she starts remixing it, she could bring some people who were vaccine hesitant and used God into the fold.
She tried.
Because she sees... I'm sure she knows the numbers now of everybody claiming a religious exemption.
Right, that is true.
She's like...
That is true. Y'all love God,
she's like,
right?
Oh, religious exemption. Well, God brought us the vaccine. Yeah. They're going to be like...
Congratulations. You played yourself.
No, ma'am. Relax.
She tried it.
Laura, what's on your list today?
I guess, you know what? I had something else, but I'm just going to go with all the people who continue to support R. Kelly.
They still out here, huh?
I can't believe that
people that were outside in Brooklyn, outside the courthouse, blasting his music, marching, free R. Kelly, free R. Kelly. Guys, this man was preying on young girls. These were young girls, young black girls. The majority of, and boys, because now some boys popped up too.
Yeah, I didn't even know about
and
that.
And no one, like if you don't have daughters, you don't have mothers, grandmothers, Like, this man, who I understand there's so many layers and it's so complicated. And yes, yes, everyone who helped him is guilty also. And like Ibra brought up earlier, and even if the parents were involved, yes. And even if the parents willingly gave their children to him, the child is still a victim. And for people to fix their face and continue to defend this disgusting, disgusting man. And I know, yes, he is flawed and he is a victim himself. I understand it's complicated, but at the end of the day, so many young women have to deal with the trauma forever. Mm-hmm. So the fact that you're so enamored by this artist that you can't even see the human side, that people are suffering because of this man, you get this button.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Celebrity obsession in this country is...
Oh, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
And look, for all of us in media, you know, that definitely didn't go hard enough in the 90s, and those that even just wanted to, you know, get a song, you know, because we saw that too.
Absolutely.
Even while the information and people had been like, yo, R. Kelly's a sicko, I ain't doing it, I ain't rocking with that no more, there were still individuals just wanted a hook, just wanted a song.
Of course.
Artists just wanted an interview. All of that.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Rosenberg, what's on your list?
Well, mine also kind of has to do with celebrity worship to some degree. Yesterday was media day for the Brooklyn Nets. And so obviously all the questions for Kyrie were about his vaccination status. Because as of right now, the word is Kyrie Irving won't be able to play for the Brooklyn Nets.
Well, he can't get in the building. He can't play. Well, he can't play at the Barclay.
Or the Garden. Right.
But he could play in Utah, Arizona.
He couldn't play in Golden State.
Golden State.
So you could get him like 36.
Clippers, Lakers. He couldn't play there either, right?
No, that's a San Francisco thing. I don't think it's a...
Got it.
So I think he could play in 36 games. Anyways, but here's what bothers me. It's yet another circumstance with Kyrie talking about an issue, or in this case, not talking about an issue, in which I don't have a problem necessarily with what his view of the issue is that he acts like what he is, a 29-year-old. And that's the problem with our celebrity worship, is we're always going like, what's wrong with this person?
He's 29, bro.
Yo, Kyrie's a good dude. I'm telling you, he's a good dude. He just discovered all of this, all these beliefs and theories that he's been espousing the last couple years. Yo, he's brand new. Because yesterday when they come to him and they ask him, and he goes, this is a private matter. I ask you to respect my privacy on this issue. Bro, this is the issue. And you're sitting discussing the season. If you can't play because of your belief, if that's the case, tell people. Maybe you could influence people. Maybe you could give some useful information for the vaccine hesitant.
Maybe he also doesn't know. Maybe he's vaccine hesitant. And he's looking for an answer for himself.
Don't you think that would be valuable, though, to share? Why is it all... I just don't know. Can you have a job like that in which the public completely supports you by paying for everything you do, and then you get up there and you're like, just hang tight, I can't answer any of this?
Can you have a job like that? Yeah, people have been doing it for a while.
Yeah, I guess so. Evidence suggests.
Yeah. So you can. Can people be pissed about it? Yes, because it's a public-facing
job.
But
the fact of the matter is, ultimately, if you're someone who's looking to 29-year-olds who are really good at one thing in life, I'm not saying he doesn't have other skills in life, but the reason you love them is because of one thing they're talented at, and we're looking to them for advice on important issues, hit us with the button, man.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
He's a kid.
Playing yourself, you're playing yourself, you're playing yourself.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
It's tough, man. There's a part of me that agrees with you, Rosenberg, and there's a part of me that's like, yo, my mans. We have all allowed the current state of affairs to cloud our ability to make good judgment. And whether that's for or against, whatever the topic is,
mm-hmm.
We don't always listen to those that do the work and actually are in whatever it is. And I try to pride myself on listening to people who actually do the work and walk the dogs in a specific thing.
Now you do that on a lot of issues.
Unless, of course, I don't want to.
Congratulations, you played
yourself.
Well,
that's why we're here.
And that's why I hit myself with the button, because that's how people are. Like, we'll find information that fits our narrative.
Well, it's all that's how the internet's made now, too. It's built. We were all just going on our Twitters to see what is each of our Twitter feeding each of us.
That's right.
So if you are a person...
And it's not just your Twitter. It's your Instagram. It's your Facebook.
So if you're anti-vax...
It's the morning show you choose to listen to.
So if you're anti-vax and you go on your computer, anti-vax info's coming down the pike to you. You know what I'm saying? Whatever your thing is, it will find you. And that doesn't mean it's always the information that you need to have.
It's Ebro, it's Lawrence Rosenberg. Cast 197 minutes commercial free. Joe got curved by Lauren. Joe called us. We're going to call Lauren. Odds are we're going to get to laugh at Joe. But you know, that's how it goes. Good morning.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
But I done made it through the pain and strife. Is my tongue now my world, my life, my life?
Casto!
Hello?
Facto! Cast 197 minutes commercial free. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, rain's supposed to happen later. It's going to cool down for the next few days in the tri-state area. Yo, Cast One, man. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about these clubs uptown, these ghost guns and everything they're talking about in the news today. Because you and I were on the chat talking about it yesterday.
Yeah, it's crazy,
about the shooting uptown. What club was that?
That was at 11 in front of 11-11 on Sunday night.
Well, and by Sunday night, you mean Monday morning.
Monday morning.
Because it was like 4 a.m.
Yeah, so apparently, you know, there was some sort of
kerfuffle outside a club, a dust up of such.
Yeah, and then one of the people that was in the dust up started letting off shots. And luckily, you know, the NYPD was right there and they put him down. But I think in the whole melee,
four people
ended up getting shot.
Four or five people.
Yeah, ended up getting shot.
But this was on the hills of another shooting uptown, Washington Heights, though.
Right, there was like a robbery attempt or attempted robbery last week in front of another club.
And you know they saying, so we've talked about it on the show, ghost guns, which are these three, the way I understand it, is some online kit you could buy with a 3D printed gun.
Oh my gosh.
So crazy to me. 3D
printing at home.
And you put the gun together in your home.
When people do quote 3D anything with their printer, I'm always like, wait, that's a fake version. You can make a little paper mache.
No. It's the 3D printer. They have 3D printed houses now.
I guess I don't understand. I'm willing to admit when
they're basically taking a material and a same way a printer would print ink on a page. They're printing out the form of, you know, whatever, a house, a gun, a car, or whatever.
Yeah, you have to Google this.
Your hat.
It's insane.
Your hat with the material. And they're calling it printing because it's basically automated with a robot doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a printer.
It's not a printer like you think of with ink. But it's taking an image of something and recreating it with this machine, basically, which is a 3D printer.
People can get the machine.
You can get the machines. You can buy the kit to make a gun. Like, you can install the pieces to put the trigger and the coil and the cartridge into this plastic thing that you've made. Is that okay. I know it's hard for you to get, but and they have guns like this though. So there's companies that have made guns like this where I could buy a Sig Sauer, which is a certain type of gun manufacturer, and change the casing of my gun from a certain caliber to another caliber using the same casing, if you will. So that's been around for a while, but now they're doing it with 3D printing as well.
I was trying to show it to Rosenberg on YouTube. I mean, you can just look it up. They, like you said, they have 3D printed houses now. They can make anything. It's like a mold. This machine just creates this instant mold of this thing.
I don't understand. I still don't understand.
I think the term printing throws people off.
Correct.
Right.
By the way, it's the term.
Right.
Get a better term. Because right. If you're using the word printing, I am picturing printing. Yeah, paper. Right? Like an old school Apple printer where you had to peel off the sides. Remember?
The perforated sides.
The annoying perforated side printer.
That's
paper.
Not what we're talking about. But back to focus. Sorry. So these guns are on the street heavy. Is my point.
Yeah, that I've seen.
So fake guns.
And they call them ghost guns. They're real guns. They really kill people.
Right, they're not imaginary.
So the 3D printed gun. Oh, wait, hold on. They really work.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
See, she didn't understand it either.
I thought it was just a fake gun. They were just waving it around.
No, Laura. No. Oh. These are real guns.
Oh, my goodness.
But the reason they're called ghost guns is because they don't have a serial number. Right. They don't have, there's no tracking it. There's no whatever. So anyway, that's the gun that was used in this one uptown shooting. But they're saying in a lot of the random shootings that you hear about around the city, it's these ghost guns. Now, it makes it harder for the crackdown on the guns because people are making them.
Yep. And there's no restriction. Anybody could buy a kit. Anybody.
So the only way to fix this is for the federal government to shut down the companies selling the kits. You see what I'm saying? Because the current gun laws that we have, this is one of the many loopholes. So hopefully I'm keeping y'all up to the time on this. I'm trying to explain. Because this is as much, I don't have one, I've never seen one, I've never shot one.
You don't?
No. But I just read up on it and I look on the internet and I see people talking about them. But the only way to stop it is if the federal government really comes in and starts shutting this down.
Man, this is crazy.
Because there's people who are basically making guns at their home and they can show up anywhere and start shooting at people.
That's and what is it made of?
I think it's made of plastic.
So they go around the metal
but detectors. The kit that goes in it is metal.
Right, oh. The inner workings.
The gun casing, if you will, is plastic. The coil and all of the trigger
is still real.
Metal.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I don't play with guns. I don't understand.
No, it's a lie. But anyway, Cass, I wanted to bring that up because I just needed people to understand. So if you start hearing this issue, and you're probably going to start hearing it at the local level, asking for the federal government's help. It's yet another thing that goes into voting your local representatives, your state representatives, pressuring Congress, the federal government, the president to pass laws to fix this problem.
Mm-hmm.
So once again, it comes back local.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as if the president could just go, this is bad, and sign off on it without the support of Congress.
Right.
Got it? That's the way the system is set up. Call right now, 800-223-9797. Open the lines, man. It is DJ John time. It's DJ John. It's DJ John. DJ John. Yo, John, what up, baby?
You can make a 3D printing shirt.
3D printing shirt?
Yeah.
Like it'll make the shirt with the stuff on it.
With the stuff on it, you can make, what's the prosthetics?
Yeah, you could print an arm and a leg.
You could do that. You could build a house. You could build.
What does that mean? Build a house?
Toaster? You would do build a toaster? You want a toaster?
Well, the house thing is like I said, Rosenberg, it's overstated because you would have to have a printer, big printer, machine.
A machine. Don't say printer. It throws them off.
A machine big enough to create said house.
So you, and that doesn't exist.
Yes, it does.
It does exist.
Machines that big exist.
Now, you can't buy one. I can't. I mean, we could buy one if we had the money, but where are you going to put it? Like, it's huge.
You want to see one?
You can't just keep it in your. You can't just keep it in your Manhattan storage. It's not going to just be in there.
Shout out to Manhattan Mini. Come on.
That's a nice house.
Keish. Good morning, Keish.
Hello.
Keish, good morning. Yes. How are you? Does this 3D printing talk make sense to you?
Actually, I have no idea what's going on. I really just turned my radio on.
Oh, well, there you go. Don't worry about it. Appreciate the honesty.
All right.
You heard a prize. You heard 7:45 was your time. You turned it on and was like, yo, prize time. One Africa Music. Oh, you were supposed to say that, John. Sorry.
Thank you, man.
Go ahead, man.
Intuition. One Africa Music Offense. I got it right this time. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to those guys right over there.
Stop slapping your hand like that. You sound...
Why?
It's going down Brooklyn, Ford Amphitheater, Friday, yeah. August 1st. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster. All right.
Good job.
Keish, answer this question super fast from Laura Stiles so you could be at One Africa Music Fest and be smarter than DJ John.
All right, Keish, can you name one of the members of the Wu-Tang Clan?
Keish, you want a hug?
Method Man.
There you go.
Oh, bang, bang.
It's the Method Man for short, Mr. Met.
All right. DJ John.
Yes.
Okay. Can you tell us where did Ghostface get his stage name from?
Oh. Oh, yeah. The Chainsaw Massacre. Ghostface.
No.
Mask.
No, it was the 1979 kung fu film Mystery of Chess Boxing.
That's right.
You actually could have gotten that.
I thought I thought you were going to say 36 Chambers, the movie, or Kung Fu movie or something.
Or Five Deadly Venoms.
Five Deadly Venoms, song.
Damn.
Damn.
Hey, yo, John.
Yeah.
Out of here. Keish, you get tickets to One Africa Music Fest. You're in the building, Keish.
Congrats, Keish.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Anybody you want to shout out to DJ while you're on the radio, man? It's your time, Keish.
DJ John.
Yes, my husband. I want to let him know that I love DJ him so, John. So much.
Aw,
Keish. DJ John. Keish, we love you for listening. Have a great day, okay?
DJ John.
You too. Thanks, y'all.
Of course. 1 second. Hold on. Don't hang up, Keisha. On the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Stiles.
Coming up in a Flashing Lights report, I'll let you know who's producing Ghostface's next project. It's a big rumor. It's a big name.
Plus, we got to talk about this R. Kelly thing that's hot out here. Yeah, yeah. All right, do you guys feel, after all of the years of us knowing the trash human that R. Kelly has been, that this verdict now is kind of like, all right, he's getting what he deserves, or do you feel like there's more to be talked about here?
No, I'm just...
It is what it is, right? Like, this is what we wanted. This is justice. Wish it didn't have to, you know, come so late. Wish the people who were hurt in the process didn't take place. But ultimately, this is what's supposed to happen.
I actually don't feel a huge need to have a lot to say on it. Just, like, the whole thing's sad. I'm glad there is justice, albeit delayed, but... Man, this was a guy who was at one point thought of as such a talent and turned out to be doing these monstrous, horrible things. It's just awful. It's just awful.
We'll tell you the details on that case, man. Keep it locked. Cast 197 minutes commercial free. Let's go.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
Yo, I'm still in here trying to figure out why Drake's mad at me.
Oh, God.
It came up because we were talking about sometimes you don't realize that you offended somebody.
Right, or something that you did that was to you, like, not a big thing. From their perspective, it's like, yo, he took such a... man.
Yeah, like when you was just playing around saying that Ja Rule was trash, like... You know, you don't know that he's going to hate you forever.
Oh, when Ebro never said Ja Rule. Wait, when Ebro did that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, I never said that.
I thought the same thing.
I never said.
Sometimes you just don't know.
I never said Ja Rule's trash. I said Holla Holla was trash.
That is, and by the way, I'm going to stand next to Ebro in that. But we'll go down together, you know. But I hear you.
And but I think there is an expectation. Look, people, look, like you said, you say something that is important to somebody and you don't like it, they're going to be like, well, I don't rock with you then.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It happens. It happens. You know what I mean? But damn, if I did that to everybody that said they didn't, or everybody that didn't support me.
And right, and then if you were to point that out to them, they'd go, oh, I didn't even view it that way.
Or if you supported somebody that was actually trying to end my career.
No one views that. Bruh, I have people that I've individually helped more than anything humanly possible, and they still have love for people who've been terrible to me. But it's like, can you really expect them?
No, I don't. But clearly other people do.
Yeah,
Drake, you're in a rap battle with Pusha T, and it's going, I mean, and people are commenting, and we're enjoying a rap battle, and I'm like, oh, Pusha T smoked that one. Ooh, that's going to leave a mark.
Right.
That was fire.
All right, can we just focus?
See, that's why you should do what I do.
Which is?
I own and admit that I am sensitive about the relationship with Drake. It does bother me that we don't have a relationship anymore. It does make me biased towards him at times, although I still do give my honest reviews, even though people may not believe that. But it does, I feel a way about it. I feel a way. Especially as biracial Jewish brothers. Oof, man, that must hurt.
See, we weren't as close as you, though. Then there's that part.
True.
We weren't we were just like industry friends.
I mean, that's all me and Drake were with industry friends,
y'all
too.
Y'all used to talk. I never had, a real talk with him. The only real talk I ever had with him was at his house when he was trying to holler at Laura Stiles.
No, don't say that. Don't say that.
He tried to holler at Laura Stiles at the party, at her birthday party in L.A.
Let's not talk about that.
That, too?
I'm talking about the time we were in Toronto.
I wasn't there. And I saw him holler at her in L.A.
All right. Flashing lights next. Let's go. Jesus.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash.
Whack.
Lights.
I heard about that story.
I just want y'all to know if an icon ever hit on me and someone brought it up, I would never try to change the subject.
It'd be like, tell me more.
Go ahead. What happened when Rihanna was talking to me?
All right. So these are the rumors, but listen, according to XXL, they're saying that Ghostface revealed on his Reddit, he has a Reddit called Hip Hop Heads. That's a forum account. I don't know. I don't know about this world, okay?
Who has that?
You're not on Reddit Laura?
No, not.
Twitter's enough for you.
But Ghostface says that that Kanye, along with producer Mike Dean, will executive produce his Supreme Clientele 2.
I reached out to try to get confirmation on this.
Okay.
I did not receive confirmation on this.
Okay. So, okay.
Were you excited?
Oh,
about the prospect.
The prospect is exciting. And if you remember how many times Kanye has sampled Ghostface,
mm-hmm.
It does make sense that he might get really passionate
Can you just guarantee there's going to be actual drums on it? That's all I care about.
Ghost needs drums.
He doesn't need drums.
No, he has joints without it.
There could be joints with pianos and just Ghostface just going.
I mean, all that I got is you is no drums.
That's right.
So, I mean, he doesn't need drums, but
I don't need a whole full album of that.
No, not from Deanie. I want. But I don't think this is happening, but it's a cool idea. How about this, though? Does this mean that Supreme Clientele 2 is happening? Because that would be great.
That's fine. Let's do it.
I like it.
I mean, people are throwing the date February 2022.
Now, and Rosenberg, you're basing this completely on your ability to not get confirmation.
No. I reached out to someone close to Ghostface. I never hit Ghostface direct. I hit someone close to Ghostface, and I go, yo, what's up with this story? They said, what story? I sent the story. He said, only if this happened in the last 12 hours... Because he's in regular contact with Ghostface.
Which is a possibility.
It's possible. Okay. I wouldn't call it extremely likely.
But let's play.
And by the way, Ghostface could get whoever he wants to help produce on Supreme Clientele. That I do believe no matter what.
Oh, facts.
I think Ghostface could get features from... And if he really did... Ghostface isn't the kind of cat who wants to bother people. I truly think if Ghost wanted Hov or Eminem or anyone, he could get any of them on Supreme Clientele.
Yes, absolutely.
For sure. At your flashing light, your board, the time is 8:06. A little rain today, high of 76 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are suspended.
Now, Laura, I've noticed you don't really want to talk about the R. Kelly story. I think it triggers you a little bit. You get very angry.
No, I mean, I'm just looking at, we're a little late, but we can always bring it back.
All right,
it's interesting. A lot of people have different opinions.
What's the different opinion?
I don't know, because it just blows my mind. Some people feel like, you know, they automatically twist the conversation to, like, it should be the parents that are in jail. It should be this. Just always deflecting, deflecting, deflecting.
Yeah, but that doesn't absolve someone of their crime. You took advantage of people.
There's
children.
There's tapes. There's tapes out there. Ugh. But yeah.
Wait, what are you showing me, Shani? What is that?
This is changing the subject a little bit, but yesterday was National Radio Host Day.
Okay.
And there was a Twitter follower, a fot of the show.
Oh, okay. This is cute.
That made a little rappity rap for us.
Now, wait. Y'all saying it like it's a kid.
No, he's grown.
Grown ass adult.
It's a grown ass man.
I was into it when it was a kid.
Nah, it's a grown ass man.
But it's you'll like it. It's not, you know.
But it's like a little nursery rhyme.
Yeah, you take it lightly. Let's play it. It's not a nursery rhyme.
This is from a friend of the show.
Yes.
Now, listen.
Oh, gosh.
He just wanted to hear himself rhyme on the radio. That's what this is.
He just put it on Twitter.
No. That's what they do, Laura.
Listen, anyone who knows this much detail on our show, I'm down to support. Yeah. I appreciate it. He supports us. So.
Can we play it? Can we play it?
Is it good, though?
Because all
I know is y'all are opening.
It's cute.
You are opening.
It's not good.
You are opening.
Hold on,
this is problematic for me. Y'all know.
Oh, my God.
No, because here's the thing.
So innocent.
If a trash rapper comes along and gets popping, we gonna get up here and be like, yo, that's trash, but it's popular.
But this guy does. Right. I don't think he wants to be a rapper. He was just like, yo.
He's not an aspiring rapper.
No, definitely not.
Then play it, because then I could thrash him if it's terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
That's not a rapper.
All right, let's go.
Well, hello. I just found out that today is National Radio Host Day, and in honor of my favorite morning radio program, Ebro in the Morning, I wrote a rhyme because I had a weird dream over the weekend, and this how it go.
Hey, yo.
Woke up, smoke a joint with Ebro, because Rosenberg and Bear bought a bag of droll.
Oh.
Laura Styles talked about it on the radio. Shawnee Culture said, man, why you invite me, though? DJ John acting like he ain't even know. Cast One played a fire, and it's about to blow. Producer Griff in the back like, oh, no. These fools got me fired, and I'm on another show. They play a game that lives up to his name. Laura never loses, Ebro no cheating. Shawnee never gets to finish the questions. Rosenberg keeping score to the next one. Congratulations, everybody. You played yourself. Ride or die, strap in with your seatbelt. I got curve for your entertainment. The gurus gave advice. Send it, seven, send. Yo, love y'all, man.
That was sweet.
It was trash, though.
No, it was from the heart,
and I love you, man. You're a great guy, but...
Said he had a rap career, I'd be worried a little bit.
Right, but he didn't say that.
Yo, listen, wow. But listen, you're a sweetheart, man.
He's a great
guy. You are a sweetheart. Please never do that again.
He ended it all with the gurus gave advice and it's heaven sent.
So that's really why this thing got played.
That's exactly why.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly, the curator, the lit DJ Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire. Fire.
Classic Kanye. Rosemary, are you playing anything off this Kanye still, off the new Donda?
Oh,
is anything still going for you?
I always play Jail.
So you love Jail?
Love Jail.
The Hove one, or the Baby, or
I play the Hove
one of it all together.
The Hove one comes up. The Hove one that comes up first, so I play the Hove one. But to me, Jail is one of those songs that's going to last a long time.
Wow.
You know, people are going to, because when you picture a concert, when I picture going to a concert one day and hearing Jail in concert, it's going to just, to me, it's just going to ring.
Well,
it's
speaking of Jail. Music.
Oh, wow. Great transition.
Is this the theme? Is this R. Kelly's theme song?
Guess we're going to jail tonight?
Oh, my God.
Damn.
This is what everybody wanted. Laura, you keep telling us there's people who didn't want this for R. Kelly. They thought that this should not be the answer for him, correct?
Yeah. Yes. And you'll see it. If you dig through social media and the reports and various different outlets, from like regular news sources to gossip blogs, there are a ton of people who still defend him. And it's disgusting.
Now, do you think they're clouding? Listen, it's hard for me to be happy when I know that someone is going, especially a black man, woman, is going to jail for the rest of their life. That's hard for me.
Okay.
But this is what's supposed to happen to R. Kelly.
Yeah, but I also...
So I can separate, for me, I can separate that, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's not a piece of me that is like, I don't want R. Kelly to go to jail. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing laps. You know what I'm saying? I'm not celebrating R. Kelly going to jail.
I mean,
I may crack a joke or two.
I see where you're at, and I understand. But I also see people like also the whole, you know, they're taking down R. Kelly, but not Jeffrey Epstein or not, you know, whatever.
Well, Epstein's
Donald
done,
Trump,
too.
You know, whatever.
But Epstein's dead as a doormat.
That's why I said right. He's done.
Or
and
like that,
Weinstein is completely done.
But my whole thing is like, okay, yes, they should be held accountable also. But we're talking about this specific case right now for a man
yes.
who ruined the lives
yes.
of so many young women and men.
And look, and now are some of these people maybe confusing the R. Kelly being a troubled person who was also molested and abused himself? And so are you telling me that these people don't even think he's guilty at all?
Some don't. Like I told you, outside of Brooklyn, outside the courtroom, there's videos of people blasting his music with signs that said, "Free R. Kelly, he's not guilty. The parents should be in jail."
Now, listen, I understand the feeling of being sad on a very basic level.
Like on a human kind of like it's terrible.
Because the whole thing is sad.
The whole thing's sad, number one, that part. And then also the part of letting go of his music. Like, I admit I am a fan who held on to for way too long because I love a lot of R. Kelly's music. Now, I always loved it ironically to some degree and thought like some of it was weird and I was like, what's wrong with this dude to some extent? But then you have songs like this, right? Like a lot of just party records that we associate with good moments that you're like, what do I do with this music now?
See, I can't listen to 12 Play at all.
Well, no.
I can't listen to it.
Because he's talking about seems like you're ready.
Right.
And your body's calling.
Yes.
Yep.
That's all.
It's weird.
How about the Aaliyah album title, AJ Nothing But a Number?
Crazy.
I can't listen to that. I can't just act like that wasn't.
Guys, part of the, in court, they talked about him bribing a state official, right?
Mm-hmm.
To falsify papers so he could marry Aaliyah when she was underage. She was 15 because she was pregnant at that time.
Yeah, that came out in this. That's a part of this case. So that was proven fact that he bribed someone to allow him to marry a girl who was underage.
Okay, and if she was 15 at that time, that means he was messing with her before. We're talking 14,
yep.
13.
Now, the other thing, and I've talked about this for a while, it was known in Chicago that R. Kelly would drive around the McDonald's when kids would get out of school.
Yeah. By the high school.
Yes. I know a friend of mine who's a performer who said she did a show with him and they wanted nothing but women and asked women to come forward. Specific, any man that was on stage had to be removed unless it was part of his team. And was just kind of plucking him out. That girl.
It's pretty horrible.
And there are layers to it. Yes, yes. All the people that looked the other way, there was a team of people who enabled him to do all of this.
That's
absolutely
right. And we
guys,
feel like those
tapes.
People should be guilty too.
There are disgusting tapes.
Now here, let's talk about one element that's not as important with regard to this, but musically is important. First and foremost, we are a music program. I'm going to ask you about a couple songs. Are you completely throwing it away?
Okay.
Are you completely throwing away "Effing You Tonight" by Biggie?
Nah.
I don't know if I can never again.
I think I listen to it because it's Biggie, but then I'd be like, you know.
But I mean, are you fast forwarding?
A long time.
If you're listening to the album, though, you're playing Life After Death. Are you skipping past that and being like, oh, hell no?
I'm not. I'm telling y'all, I'm not.
Yeah.
There's plenty of other R. Kelly records I am, though. Like, I never liked You Remind Me of My Jeep.
From way back then,
I hated that record.
By the way, Ebro goes back to 92 every time. It's where you are.
Well, I mean, it was formidable years for me.
I know. What about?
And it doesn't count if you never liked it.
Yeah, that's easy. What about, and I know you don't like the song either, because any song that's cheesy and popular among white people, Ebro doesn't like, understandably. What about Ignition Remix?
Ignition Remix was fire, but I don't need it.
I'm good.
I don't listen. How about this? Ignition Remix was one of those songs that on the radio, in the context, I never listened to that in my private time.
No, it was good in the club, though. I'll tell you, as a DJ, when you're winding down a club night, it's always a fun record. It never fails. There's no crowd of people that didn't like to hear this.
I'm not listening to this on my private time.
I'm good.
What about Step in the Name of Love?
That's fire. That joint, come on, I might listen to that.
But I always feel like, ugh.
Yeah, I'm good.
Ugh. I'm just not, guys, in this situation, you can call me a hypocrite because how I feel about Michael Jackson, whatever.
See, the difference between R. Kelly and Mike for me is there's Mike that you know Mike was innocent Mike. There was young Mike. There's off the wall Mike. Then you get into a point where Mike became this person that he wasn't when he was 12.
Great point.
He wasn't when he was 9. He wasn't when he was 18.
R. Kelly, for as long as we knew that he existed, appeared to be this person.
Yeah, but there's a documented R. Kelly video, though.
There's videos.
You can't get past that, bro.
No, you can't.
It's child pornography.
Yes,
right. You can't get past
Please, that. Like, people just be like, eh, like, it's nothing.
But Laura, I have to tell you, the people that you're worried about who are actually fixing their feet to walk outside to then fix their lips to say free R. Kelly. Laura, you have to understand, these people are not bright. There's something dim.
They're not well either.
Or they're not well. Don't think that's that big a crowd. I don't think R. Kelly in a real way has any support left. Although I did read an article recently, his music still streams. I think he's still getting around 10 million streams a month. But he's on a million records. He's written... Yo, guys, he wrote I Believe I Can Fly. I don't think that song... People may not listen to his version the same way, but that song is part of the American, like, canon of music. It's not going away. I Believe I Can Fly is a graduation song now. It's not...
Yo, I never liked that record either.
Of course you didn't.
I never liked I Believe I Can Fly.
Come on.
It was a good song, but once again, I'm not listening to these records. In my personal.
No one listens to I Believe I Can Fly when they're at home.
I bet you there are people who listen to that when they're
at home. Beginning, when it hits that, I used to, the first note of this, it's like classical.
I'm not playing
God. It's.
Turn this off.
All right, guys.
Please. See, don't give anyone a good feel. Please. See, I understand.
No, turn this off.
Because you hate R. Kelly or because you don't like the song?
And because he's going to jail today for. You know, sex trafficking and crimes.
Yep.
So I don't want to just play his
music. No, we can't. We're going to have a celebration mix, Shawnee. Not right now. We can't. Shawnee's trying to troll us with every song.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I'm being thematic. That's it.
He's being thematic.
He's trying to give context.
Yeah, so, I guess. You know what bothers me, too? Because these are all young black little girls.
Yeah.
And if they were white little girls, it would have been a big scandal. But then I think about the U.S. gymnastics team, which is a mix of girls, and no one gave a damn about them either. It's just they're young girls that are being sexually assaulted and traumatized for the rest of their lives. And people are just kind of like, hey, buddy.
Now, Laura, we live in a country, and I think a world, too, because when you look around the world, sex trafficking is very big in Thailand and Japan and
everywhere.
Africa. There's places in Europe. Sex trafficking is huge, and there's known places on planet Earth where these scumbags can go and commit these crimes,
right?
And it's known.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that culture, which I believe permeated America also to the highest heights, whether it's public officials and presidents and CEOs and all of this stuff that we see where these older men love young girls. Do you believe that we've come to an awakening in our society yet?
No.
Not at all.
Not yet. There's certain states who have like insane, I think it was one of the Carolinas maybe, that they just recently like, oh, they raised the age to like 14, like something ridiculous. Like, if you really Google what goes on in America state by state, you'll be surprised of some of the insane laws.
They just busted hundreds of men in Ohio, like, some months ago, for a whole sex trafficking ring here in America.
I think,
and I don't want to divert this away from R. Kelly. I just want to talk about the greater culture of
this. It's not just R. Kelly.
Yeah, this isn't like some, I guess really what I'm trying to point out is this isn't some extraordinary incident.
No.
What R. Kelly did.
You mean
it's actually
happened.
Very common.
I think it's hard for us to process as a society that this could be a regular occurrence, that there are grown men who are trying to get their hands on little girls. I think it's problematic that we can't accept it because
listen,
if we don't accept it,
there's people listening to us
it.
Right now who are pissed at R. Kelly that have family members, fathers, brothers that have participated in this behavior. It's known in their family. And I'm not saying that that individual molested a family member. I'm saying they knew that this person was going out pimping, sex trafficking,
yes,
young girls, taking advantage of young girls, going over here to Port Authority, right here in Manhattan, hanging out with little runaways, getting off the buses, right here in Manhattan.
Ooh, check this out. Child marriage is currently legal in 44 states. Only Delaware, Minnesota, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island has set the minimum age at 18 and eliminated all exceptions.
Wow.
So in 44 states, there are exceptions to the rule to where a child could get married.
Yeah.
Yeah, in 44 states, you can marry a child.
There's
still
an exception.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, I think the problem when people don't accept that this is a real thing, it prevents us from fighting it the way we can. You know what I'm saying? That denial actually allows it to thrive to some extent because we need to accept this happens so you can fight it. Because you're right. People know people who have done that. And they're like, yeah, he was a pimp. Yeah, he was pimping. Okay, let's keep going with pimping. What do you mean? Because it's not like they're all like all the women working with the guy were 45 years old.
And it's exactly. Layers, right? The family members that molested someone and families who refuse to acknowledge it because, God forbid, everybody looks at their family like the broken family or the woman who finally got a man and doesn't want to admit that the man is a predator or maybe the husband who, because there's women that are predators too, females that are predators too. It's just so many layers, but it's constantly dismissed. People just kind of look the other way.
My father hustled women. And as an 8-9-year-old, when he would have like 4 or 5 women staying in his house, they looked of age to me.
But you were like
But
eight.
How old were you?
I'm 8 or 9.
That could have been
but
no idea.
I would have to assume that that lifestyle leads grown men into taking advantage of young girls to make money. And girls who feel like their only path is to make money selling their bodies. Mm-hmm. And so they trust their body to a man to, air quote, I'm using air quotes, protect them. Mm-hmm. So I'd have to assume that my father was in that. And messing with young girls. Have to assume. And I'm telling y'all, it's when you talk about Caribbean culture and you listen to like old dance hall records and they talking about me love me virgin girl. Ugh. What are they really talking about?
Yeah, I don't know.
What are they really talking about? They're talking about young girls. It was in the music.
Well, because it's in every part of culture, in every part of the world. This exists everywhere, you know? But hey, yesterday was one victory for you know, justice.
And the reason I asked Laura, does she feel like there's an awakening is because you have the R. Kelly thing, while it took 25 years to get here. You also have the Harvey Weinstein, mm-hmm. right? You have what's going on with Ghislaine. What's her, Ghislaine, am I saying it right?
Maxwell.
Yeah, which is the Jeffrey Epstein. She's the woman. Right. She's the woman who was bringing in the young girls.
Right, and that's why I said there's a lot of women, too, that are involved that help and that are part of it. Oh, they choose to look the other way.
So listen, protect your young girls, and salute to everyone, the documentary filmmakers, the young girls who are now adults that had to relive this,
right?
And to get a man like R. Kelly put behind bars, because people had to relive their trauma.
Yeah, there was a young man who relived his trauma when he was 17, abused by him, who testified in court. So it was boys and girls.
Mm. Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Look, we're going to get to the gurus next. Keep it locked.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jeff Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles.
30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shiny Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
All right, it's guru time. Let's see what they lie to us about today.
Guru.
Guru.
The guru, Laura, at gmail.com, where we keep the good vibes.
The Laura, you change your voice for the guru. You try to, like,
listen,
put on your
announcer. It's a different...
Y'all got to know, if you've never hired Laura to do a voiceover for a commercial or, like, an announcer voice, Laura got the announcer voice. Oh,
she really does.
Let me tell you something.
That's
right
her
now.
When she goes into her deep tenor.
You should be doing more of it. Actually, if you really talk about it, you should hit Laura with the button. She should have an entire voiceover career.
Why are you letting him derail the guru?
Congratulations. Sorry. You played
Ebro,
yourself.
Let him take me out. I let him take me out.
Ebro, cállate. Okay. Shawnee Culture, spark up that sage.
Look, she gets closer to the mic. You know what I mean? Drops her voice down a little bit.
Rosenberg, focus and lead us in breathing exercises as we bring healing energy to those who write to us.
TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. And yesterday I received a tweet that said, someone said, how can I reach out to the guru? If I reach out to the guru and I say I only want to have Ebro and Cass.
I saw that tweet. Cass.
I want Ebro and Cass to help me only. How can I do that? I said, well, you can't, because it will be immediately thrown in the garbage.
Absolutely.
That's hate. And that's not very guru-like.
That would quite be a guru session. It'd be something else.
That's what I'm saying.
That's hate. And I just want to point out to the audience that the undercurrent of the gurus is called haterade. And that's what they are fueled by. Negativity.
No, it's great. It's just they need haterade. It would just be its own thing. Like, they just need another segment. Maybe, like, you can run it like 10, 15. 10:30 in the morning after the show ends. I don't understand what you mean.
I don't know where you went. I don't understand.
Oh, just talking to Norm at the bar. Got it.
Of course, hey, Norm at the bar gave you some life gems.
Of course, Laura's going, who's Norm? What's cheers?
No.
All right. TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. That's where you send your emails. This one's quick, but a doozy. That's right. Thank you, Sean. I have been married to my husband for 12 years, together for 14. I'm 38. He's 48. We have 5 children together. Over the years with him, I have been cheated on, spit in the face, verbally and physically abused.
Oh my gosh.
Now I'm over it. I want to move on, but it's like he depends on me for everything.
Nah, I can't. I don't know how you keep reading.
If I was to leave him today, he would have no car because he has no license.
So?
He wouldn't have anywhere to stay.
So?
So with that being said,
he spit in your face.
So that being said, I feel guilty leaving him. I have a heart. I lost any attraction I had for him because of all the abuse over the years. I don't even want to be intimate with him anymore. I would absolutely feel bad leaving knowing his situation, but I've checked out of this relationship. I don't know if I should stick it out, though, because of the history and being that I have so many damn kids, LOL. Help. P.S. Ebro, you sexy.
See, that's your problem. You're not focused.
No. First of all,
I know she all over the place.
I know, but the abuse sounds awful.
She gotta go.
But that's
she's trying to figure out, on a real, I guess, technical term, more than just being like, okay, I gotta go. She got five kids. How does she do it? What's the first thing that she needs to do?
Yep.
Yeah, she does. Five kids. But it didn't sound like she said it was like she couldn't leave him. It sounded that she wasn't sure because of the history. But the history sounds awful.
Yeah, you got to go.
Well, I think when she says history, she's really talking about the kids and the time.
I guess. But by the way, you know what's funny? You can't skip over the physical and
mental abuse. Well, no, but the important piece is
emotional abuse.
If you really want to help your children, you would show them that you don't stay with people who abuse you. You don't keep people around you who are mean to you and evil and abusive.
Yeah, yeah,
that's what you want to show your children, especially if that person isn't attempting to change or hasn't changed in an extended period of time. There are some things you can't fix.
Also,
right? You understand? And kids need to learn that at an early age. Do not surround yourself with people who mistreat you and don't love you and uplift you. That's what you got to show your children.
This reminds me of one we had yesterday, the day before, in the sense that you're also only 38. Yo, there are people at 38 who... Listen, I'm 42. I'm thinking about what is my life going to be. You're 38. You can't just give up. Life's over.
No.
Yeah, just stick it out. She said stick it out for the next 40 years.
If you consider your 38, if you consider your 38 right now a life, you have another life.
A whole lifetime.
Like, that's a fact.
And without the abuse. And she's not in love with him.
No.
That's it.
Yeah, you got to go.
Close the door to this chapter.
Even if you were in love with him, he spit in your face.
Ugh.
He abused you. And you gave him five children. You guys had five children together. And he spits in your face?
Nah, man.
Nah, bro.
That's nah.
Yeah,
you gotta find family that's willing to help you and support you that you can lean on, and you gotta take these steps.
And honestly, he's a grown ass man. He can figure it out. Because I know you're worried about him, that he doesn't have a license and he doesn't have whatever else he doesn't have. He'll figure it out.
Why? And by the way, probably those things that Laura just pointed out is why he's abusive. Because he's a loser and he takes his shame of his own life out on you.
Mm. So go talk to some family and friends who can support you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And start taking these steps. That's how we feel.
Yeah. In the words of Cass One, bun it. Bun it down.
Yes. That's so right. Say los gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. No weakness.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, celebrity host Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer